The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, joins us, as he always does this time on Thursday, with some warnings. And good morning, Steve. Let's start with the festivals. They're back, and so are phony tickets. Is that right?
Exactly, Bob. Good morning. Yes, yes. Every year is a perennial problem. Summer comes, spring comes. You have scammers trying to take advantage of the situation, either with fake tickets or even fake festivals. Last year, we've seen a lot of fake festivals where they, you know, have beer crawls or similar sounding names to well-known festivals, and they take the money and they never deliver anything. There's no festival. And even some of them, Bob, go to the audacity of saying there's no refunds or exchanges if the festival is not held. And there is no festival to be held, and they keep the money. So it's important for consumers to, if they want to go to these festivals, make sure you're dealing with a legitimate festival and do some research on them. And if you don't find any information, Bob, sometimes that's a sign itself. I mean, because a lot of people say, I didn't find anything bad. Well, it's because they don't exist and there's no track record.
Yeah, Fraud Fest. Check it out at the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. I saw something that you issued that was really helpful, Steve, and we've all had the occasion to try to get through to customer service or customer support, and you can't get a human, you're on hold for 3 hours. I like your tips, including one about always calling when the wait times are shorter. Fill us in a little bit more on all this.
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest frustrations of consumers is getting to a person now in the technology world with the IVRs and all the computer-generated systems. You know, they say on certain days of the week, it is the call times are shorter, and according to a company called Tall Desk, early in the morning on Wednesdays and Thursdays are the best days to call customer service. But I think really by what it comes down to be is checking out the customer service before doing business with the company. And I think consumers don't do that at all. See if you can see a phone number, find a phone number, or an address of the company. And I've dealt with many companies myself personally, like the car ride services. You can't talk to a human now. You can't get to a human. It's all done through IVRs and computers and apps. So you got to make certain that the company you're dealing with has a proper customer service beforehand by looking at the website and calling them or see if they actually do answer. I mean, there's just so many things you can do. And one thing, Bob, you always got to be careful of, there's a fake, support tech scam. So basically, you want to call on a customer service on a company. The scammers take out the fake phone numbers in the ads and saying, call us, we'll help you. And they're not the company itself, and they ask for your account number, your password, or your credit card number, and they steal it that way. So
when you're Googling to get a proper phone number, usually if it's an ad, isn't it always clearly marked as ad on the web?
It is clearly marked ad on the website itself. The first two or three are up there. But again, consumers don't see that. Bob, I've talked to many consumers over my lifetime, and a lot of them have not realized those are ads because they look like the company itself. And sometimes the companies take ads out on their own company. So you got to be careful. You got to look at the URL, make sure it's the company. And the safest thing to do, Bob, is actually go to the company itself directly by, you know, going to the URL. Don't follow any links or any advertisements. You know, look it up and go to the companies directly. Look at the URL. That's so critical. If you click on a link and it comes in a message, you could be anywhere. The link can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Finally, it's home improvement time. What do we need to watch out for in this area, Steve?
Only home improvement time. It's National Home Ownership Month, so we want U.S. consumers to be careful in dealing with organizations. There's a lot of great companies out there, but we talk about the bad actors all the time, but there are great businesses out there that will help you out. But we want you to avoid home improvement scams, and that seems to be the biggest one that is always affecting homeowners, especially the new homeowners, because they always have to do, you know, new work in the home, or, you know, sometimes it's a lot of, things that you wanted to make it your own. So it's really exercising caution with dealing with home improvement contractors. There's a ton of them out there. You got to do the research on them. And, our scam checker report shows about $1 million lost to home improvement scams in last year. and it keeps growing. But unfortunately, you know, you could find companies you can trust. Go to the Better Business Bureau, go to other websites. We are a referral agency as well, and find businesses that you can trust. But if you can't find any information on a business, that doesn't make them a good business either, and do your homework on them.
Got it. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Go to BBB.org for more. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.